Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. Good morning to each of you. And I want to offer a very special welcome to the choir from Tolosa Midway High School with Dr. Rivera's with them. Thank you for being here to help us to pray better to our Lord and our God today. Also to the Bishop's Guild, who assists the bishop for many years and continues to do so. I want to welcome each one of you and thank you for your support for the diocese and for me personally. It's a great comfort to have you in the guild and to have you here today. Also to those who are watching by streaming or television, radio, and especially my brothers and sisters who are incarcerated in prisons or in nursing homes or who are homebound, to you we offer a very special greeting this morning and a welcome. Today is a day of faith. Our gospel today speaks to us of the deep reality of faith in our lives. So let us acknowledge our sins and prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Lord Jesus, you raise the dead to life in the Spirit. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you bring pardon and peace to the sinner. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you bring light to those in darkness. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, whom, taught by the Holy Spirit, we dare to call Father, bring, we pray, the perfection in our hearts, the spirit of adoption as your sons and daughters, that we may merit to enter into the inheritance which you have promised. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
A reading from the first book of Kings. At the mountain of God, Horeb, Elijah came to a cave where he took shelter. Then the Lord said to him, "Go outside and stand on the mountain before the Lord. The Lord will be passing by." A strong and heavy wind was rending the mountains and crushing rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake, there was fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. After the fire, there was a tiny whispering sound. When he heard this, Elijah hid his face in his cloak and went and stood at the entrance of the cave. The word of the Lord.
Your salvation. Lord, let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation. I will hear what God proclaims, the Lord, for he proclaims peace. Near indeed is his salvation to those who fear him, glory dwelling in our land. Lord, let us see. And truth shall meet, justice and peace shall kiss, truth shall spring out of the earth, and justice shall look down from heaven. Himself will give his benefits. Our land shall yield its increase. Justice shall walk before him and prepare the way of his steps.
From the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, I speak the truth in Christ. I do not lie. My conscience joins with the Holy Spirit in bearing me witness that I have great sorrow and constant anguish in my heart. For I could wish that I myself were accursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my own people, my kindred, according to the flesh. They are Israelites. Theirs the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the worship, and the promises. Theirs the patriarchs, and from them, according to the flesh, is the Christ, who is over all, God blessed forever. Amen. the word of the Lord.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. After he had fed the people, Jesus made the disciples get into a boat and precede him to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. After doing so, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When it was evening, he was there alone. Meanwhile, the boat, already a few miles offshore, was being tossed about by the waves, for the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, he came down toward them walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified. "It is a ghost," they said, and they cried out in fear. At once, Jesus spoke to them, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter said to him in reply, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." Peter got out of the boat and began to walk on the water towards Jesus. But when he saw how strong the wind was, he became frightened. And beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus stretched out his hand and caught Peter and said to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" After they got into the boat, the wind died down. Those who were in the boat did him homage, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
As we come together each Sunday, we come to encounter Jesus Christ. And we do so in two ways in particular, but also more ways. The main way is through his word and through the Eucharist, through the sacrament of the Eucharist. And we also live what he said, where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there. So the presence of Jesus in his word, the presence of Jesus in the Holy Eucharist, and the presence of Jesus in the community. These are the strong mainstays of why we come together to encounter Jesus. The word of God is proclaimed to us each time, not just to tell stories, but to pronounce the word of God alive and active through the Holy Spirit that is calling to enter into our lives, to form us, to reform us, and to give us all that we need in order to live this life, this short life that God has given to us, with peace, with joy, because we know the truth. And so we look at today's gospel. It is a gospel that we all know. And as I've said before, sometimes when we hear these gospels that are so familiar to us, maybe when we get to that point that we recognize the story, we shut down. I already know that story. What a mistake. What a mistake. Because each time we read the gospel, we have to read it with an open heart. Because even though it is the same words that we hear, our life is different from the last time we heard it. And the Lord, through the Holy Spirit, wants to speak to us today. Not the last time we heard this gospel, but today. And he wants to speak to us today about our faith. The quality of our faith. In what do we have faith? In whom do we place our faith? It's a scene that we have today that is quite vivid. St. Matthew, as he wrote this later, as time went on, was able to write this story in view of the people that would be listening to it, because he wanted them to understand that Jesus is as present to us today in our life as he was to these apostles who were in the boat. And so we look at it. Jesus had multiplied the loaves on the side of the mountain, and then he did that special thing that everyone is called to do, and yet we do it so little. He went up the mountain to pray alone. He went up to pray, to place himself in front of the Father, which is the source, as a human being, of his strength, of his understanding, of his mission, of who he was. And it was from that moment of deep union with God the Father, he came down to encounter the apostles whom he had already put in the boat and sent into the Sea of Galilee. He encounters them across the water, walking across the water. And of course, as any of us, they were afraid. He frightened them. Maybe not just because of walking on the water, but because they were so afraid of what was going on around them that they had probably focused in on their own selves. What are we going to do? How are we going to survive? What's going to happen to us? Those kind of questions, which are very human in all of us and create an inward looking. What can I do to save myself? What can I do to make the situation better? What can I do to solve my problems? And it's in that state of mind that Jesus approaches And they were afraid, because maybe there's another solution here. But they jumped, taking them away from themselves. The first reaction was, "It is a ghost." And they were afraid. And at once Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." That phrase, "it is I," is so important, because if you remember Moses in the desert and meeting God in the burning bush, he said, "Who are you?" And the Lord God said, "It is I am speaking to you. I am who am." This phrase is from that. I am. It is I. In other words, it is God Himself who is here in your presence, in the midst of your fear. Take courage. And Peter, wanting to respond to that, the impetuous Peter, "If it is you, Lord, command me to come to you across the water." And Jesus said, the word of God said, "Come." Peter got out of the boat and walked across the water, because he was focused on the one who could save him, the one who could make a difference, the one who could give him life. He was focused. But then that next gust of wind came by, and what did he do? He looked back into himself. "What am I going to do?" And he began to sink. Jesus, of course, stretched out his hand and said, "Oh, you of little faith, because you doubted." And sisters and brothers, that's where we look at our faith today. Is it strong? Or do we doubt? Or do we try to take care of everything ourselves, as if there is no God, as if there is no help, as if everything depends on me? The beauty of these Gospels is that the church, 2,000 years later, depends on the tradition with the big T, the tradition of the church over these years. What have the early church fathers, teachers, what have they said about these Gospels? And one thing that helps us today is how they have identified three different symbols in this one gospel. First of all, the water, so that we can make it real for ourselves. I'm sure many of you have driven across or down Ocean Drive or some other street where you see the bay. And there are days, sisters and brothers, where it is smooth as glass. So much so the sun just shines on that glass. There are other days that it's kind of a little bumpy. But there are also other days where the water crashes up against the shore and creates a huge spray. And it's so rough that certainly we would not go out there. The water is a symbol of life and the material world. How uncertain our material world is. Have you ever bought that one product that you think is going to change your life in the home, and the next day it's broken and you want to take it back and you get mad, but you put your faith in that one product? That's life. And it's more than just buying a product. There are things that are in our life and the world around us. Even today, especially today in our society, we're probably scratching our heads, what's going to happen? Where is our world heading? What's going on? Etc., etc. This is the symbol of that ocean of water. Rough some days, semi-rough others, and clean and clear as glass on others. The wind represents the trials of life. We all experience trials. Trials that test our patience, test even our faith. And what do we do in those trials as we're living through this beautiful life that God has given to us? And finally, the boat has always been for the church a symbol of the church itself. That we are asked to live in that boat, where Jesus gets into the boat with us, or we get into the boat with him through baptism, to live this life amidst the trials and the difficulties of life, but also the uncertainties of the material world around us. The storms of our life, of course, are the struggles that we have, the circumstances that surround our life, our family life, our temptations and sins, our sorrows and regrets, and even the decisions that we have to make. Jesus never promised to take these things away. If you notice, before he got into the boat, the storm did not die down. He didn't order it to die down in this account. But he got into the boat with them. And so the Lord does not want to take away our trials, does not want to take away our difficulties and give us the ideal life which some proclaim is possible. He simply says, "It is I want to live with you." Because these trials will strengthen you. These trials in life will give you a deeper trust, a deeper love for God your Father, who is with you always. These are the moments, sisters and brothers, for a person of faith that we should treasure. As difficult as they are sometimes, as difficult as the trials and the struggles that we have in life, with faith, inviting Christ Jesus into our lives to walk with us, not to take him away, but to give us the wisdom, the courage, the strength, the gifts of the Holy Spirit to live these moments, when they pass, and they do pass, we appreciate those more. When you think about your own life and the events of your life, and especially those difficult moments, if someone were to ask you to recount three things that are important in your life, I would bet that at least two of those were very difficult times, that with faith you made it through because you knew that it was not depending only on you, but it was depending on our faith, your faith in the Lord Jesus, who was there when you needed him most. This is what makes us children of God, that we walk with him and invite him into our lives. We come today again to profess that God is, and that God is alive. He is present to each one of us. The figure of Peter, the last figure that we could speak of today, is the figure of the person who is so enthusiastic about their faith. We've been on a retreat and we're ready to conquer the world. We come back with such enthusiasm and we try to convince everyone to go on that retreat. Have you ever had that where you went on a retreat and you just thought it was the end of the world? Life's great. And you tell your closest friend about it and they look at you like you've lost your mind. Because it's that enthusiasm, that's Peter. Just tell me to come out of the boat and into the water and I'll do it, and then we sink. Peter failed. But the beautiful thing about Peter, even professing that he would never deny Jesus, and then he turned around and denied him. The beautiful thing about Peter and who he is as a model for us, Peter failed many, many times, but he never gave up. Peter got back up and he continued on the way, to the point of even going to a cross himself. The saint is not the person who lives life as a success. The saint is not the person who never makes a mistake. The saint, and if you look at the lives of the saints, our brothers and sisters, are those who have lived life with faith, with Christ at the center of their lives, who have failed at times but picked themselves up and continued to follow Jesus. That's a saint. We make more progress in life by picking up ourselves after every mistake and living life with faith. This is the invitation to each one of us today, to not live life as if it's just something that happens to us, A person of faith does not live life as if something is happening to me. A person of faith embraces life with Christ and makes a difference, who tries to improve always the life around them with Christ at their side. When our lives become truly a place where Christ dwells, where he is at the center of our very existence, we, like the apostles at the end of this account of the gospel, can say, truly, Lord Jesus, you are the Son of God. You are the way, the truth, and the life. You are our life, our peace, and our joy. In response to today's gospel, now let us profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. As we now await for the Lord, let us offer our prayers and petitions for all the needs that we have.
For our church, as we seek to show the world how to recognize God in the most unlikely places and people, let us pray to the Lord. For all whose lives are storm-tossed and who feel lost at sea, that in Jesus they may find safety and security, let us pray to the Lord. For inquirers and all who sincerely seek God in their lives, that they may find what they seek in our community of faith, let us pray to the Lord. Those who suffer from natural disasters, earthquakes, storms, floods, and for all who bring them assistance and relief, let us pray to the Lord. And for the safety of those who served in our armed forces and for their families and loved ones, let us pray to the Lord. And for the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Marcelio B. Gonzalez, Jesusita J. Canales, Delia Farias, Ruben Moreno, deceased members of the Mew family, Ben Murr and Apollonia Benavides, and in thanksgiving to Saint Joseph, and for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our hearts. And for all our intentions, spoken and unspoken, let us pray to the Lord.
God our Father, as you speak to us in the whispers of life, May the storms of life not overshadow your voice coming to us in the subtle ways of your Son's word, as he says to us, "Come to me." We ask all of these prayers through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Thank you.
Pray, my sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Be pleased, O Lord, to accept the offerings of your church, for in your mercy you have given them to be offered, and by your power you transform them into the mystery of our salvation, through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you so loved the world that in your mercy you sent us the Redeemer to live like us in all things but sin, so that you might love in us what you love in your Son, by whose obedience we have been restored to those gifts of yours that by sinning we had lost in disobedience. And so, Lord, with all the angels and saints, we too give you thanks as in exaltation we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me."
The mystery of faith.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly, we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit.
Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope and Michael our Bishop and all the clergy.
Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us... Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, my soul shall be healed.
Hello, I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.